I don't think there's one explanation for all these patients, but the most attractive theory to me is what I call an embryologic theory, okay? And this is basically cells which are misplaced, cells which during embryologic migration, of course, all the cells in our body that make up all the tissues had to migrate from a small blastosphere and grow and differentiate into all of our organs. And we know that cells are misplaced. In other words, pancreas cells could end up in a lymph node when most of their brethren went and formed the pancreas, or lung, or skin, or I could go on and on, breast, any organ in our body. Cells that make up that organ during their migration, which is really amazing, you can look at the stages of this embryologically, these cells, some of them, don't end up where they're supposed to be. Now, if they're just a breast cancer in a lymph node in the neck, you following my reasoning?
Let's take a clinical scenario. Pick a case.
Pick a case. Let's pick a man who has a lymph node in his left neck and no other abnormality anywhere. And the biopsy of that shows an adenocarcinoma. And he's healthy otherwise. And full workup, including endoscopy and CT scanning, PET scanning, everything's normal. Okay? Now, it's possible that that man has an occult primary somewhere else. It's an adenocarcinoma. So adenocarcinomas, this is the way traditional thinking is, can come from the GI tract. They can come from the lung. So he may have an occult small primary in one of those sites that has got, of course, spread in the bloodstream and gotten to his neck. The theory I'm talking about is a cell that was in his neck from the time he was born.
Say from the GI tract.
Yes.
So it's sort of a primary in his neck?
You can look at it that way.
That makes sense. It actually
makes sense. You
can
look at it that way.
Interesting.
And there is some experimental and other evidence that supports this, but this is difficult to prove, other than the fact that we know that all the cells in our body arise from just a few, and within a few-week period, they diverge and migrate and move into where they're supposed to be with all the respective organs that we have as a child or an adult. Those cells, a lot of them don't complete the proper migration to where they're supposed to go. And normally, they wouldn't be cancer. They're just they're lung cells.
That makes sense.
And I think that theory is the most attractive now.